Medical Network Hospital. Be sure to watch and donate. Kohl's Michigan Mile, brought to you by Sparrow and Kohl's Cares, is a time for families to get moving. Come on out and for a kids-only run and a great day of fun on June 2nd at the Cooley Law School Stadium, the home of the Lansing Lugnuts. For more information, call 1-800-SPARROW. That's 1-800-772-7769. Thanks for your support as we celebrate and promote children's health. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. As we mentioned, it's currently 40 degrees here on the program, and we invite you to give us a call, 393-3700. Earlier this morning, we had Diane Byram on the program, and now we have someone who Diane has done political battle with, if you will, in the past. I read an article online that talked about Mark Pache and the many run-ins he had, if you will, with Diane Byram. Well, now they're joining forces to promote something they think is very important. Mark's on the other end of our line. Mark, how are you?
Great, Tony. Good morning.
Geez, I would have thought you guys were long-lost brothers and sisters with all the love Diane was pouring out this morning.
I know. Kumbaya, huh?
Well, tell us about Sterling Corporation. That's who you're working with. Though, what are you all about at Sterling?
Yeah, thanks, Tony. I'm a partner at the Sterling Corporation, along with Steve Linder, who founded the company, and actually this alliance was originally a brainchild of his, and Jeff Kimmer. Between the three of us, we have about 75 years of experience in Republican politics, running campaigns from the courthouse to the White House. And we also are involved with issues and issue management from a pro-business conservative perspective. We tend to take on those issues that the business community embraces and that will help move Michigan's economy forward.
All right. Now, Diane is a longtime Democrat, and her company focuses on Democratic issues. And yours, we could say, with Republican, and it's always been thought that Republican initiatives included less government, less regulation, yet you are involved with a measure that would require Michigan's major utilities to get a 25% of their power from renewable sources by the year 2025. Tell us about this.
Well, you know, I think Diane touched on an important point earlier when she said that this is not a free, when she said that the utilities operated in a monopoly, which they were given in 2008. This is not a free market situation. And that's an important distinction for us. This is not about, you know, interfering with businesses, competing with each other, or creating an unfair balance, or over-regulating businesses to the point where they can't function. This is not about more regulation. This is about providing a framework under which Michigan businesses can operate that allows them to go to venture capitalists and other investors and get the kind of funding they need to grow their businesses and to for entrepreneurs and innovators to launch new ideas in the renewable energy sector. And right now in Michigan, it's already happening. I mean, we have already created a sector in the state that is employing 5,000 people and creating billions in economic investment and hundreds of millions in tax revenues. So it's a robust industry that's growing, and we aren't looking to regulate. We're looking to expand them. We're looking to create an opportunity to grow business, not limit it.
If our power companies were not monopolies, is this an issue you'd be taking up?
Well, I think the question is, it's an important issue for Michigan's manufacturing sector, and something has to be done. You know, if you look at the Michigan Manufacturers Association has developed a subcommittee of renewable energy manufacturers in Michigan. The Energy Innovation Business Council was formed to give that community a voice. They're already out there operating. They're creating jobs in local communities. In fact, you know, Little Estrellas, which is a subsidiary of Dowding Industries out of Eaton Rapids, Little Eaton Rapids, you know, I grew up in Hazlet. It's, you know, we used to play the Greyhounds, and there's this company is exporting products to the world. The Chinese are sending parts to Eaton Rapids to be machined and sent back to be assembled into a wind turbine. There are amazing stories like that happening in little towns across Michigan, and we need to help them grow and help them create more jobs and opportunity and more economic investment in Michigan. And as Diane pointed out, the opportunity is now.
Mark, could this lead us down the road where we think about rules and regulations, if you will, for similar type monopolies? Like, what about the communications companies? Those are monopolies.
Well, I think in principle, you know, we support more choice. And I wish we had more choice in the utility market, but we don't. And the utilities, you know, control to a large degree the political process. They aren't interested in change. They're interested in the status quo and controlling the process. And so nothing is going to happen to help businesses in this arena through the legislature. It's going to happen only by the people saying this is what we want. And you know, all the data that I've seen show that there's overwhelming support for Michigan moving towards renewables in Michigan, taking advantage of the jobs that manufacturing sector is going to offer us.
Mark, final question for you. How are you going to get the legislators to jump on board the bandwagon?
Well, we aren't. I mean, that's the joy of going to the ballot, is that the legislators aren't, at least by their votes, as legislators, aren't relevant to the process. Their endorsements, their support, their position is going to be helpful or hurtful in terms of influencing voters, but they aren't part of this process. That's why it's going to the ballot box. That's why it's a referendum.
When do you hope to get it on the ballot?
It will be on the ballot this November. We're out in the field right now circulating petitions. We're ahead of schedule. Feeling good about it, and we'll be on the ballot this November.
All right, Mark, keep in touch with us as we'll talk about this issue all through the summer. Thanks so much.
Would love to. Thanks for the opportunity, Tony.
Mark Perche is with the Sterling Corporation. You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. It's 40 degrees on this Thursday morning at 8:16.
Choosing health coverage for small business comes down to one thing.